Look at you, motherfuckers.
Up, homie.
Hey, Andrew. It's nice of you to finally join us. Remember when you started last season with like five straight episodes of being the host? What happened to that, Andrew?
You guys moved it to Thursday night. You know what I like to do on Thursday night? Watch football.
If that's your excuse, that's a terrible excuse.
But it's there's no football on tonight.
That's not right, but there's no good football, that's for sure.
Okay, good football. No, yeah. I'm watching Jason Kelsey's in the broadcast booth, future career broadcaster.
He might be. I mean, he's already a podcaster and documentarian, so why not?
That's right. I like his podcast. He's going to have to tone down the F-bombs if he's going to be a broadcaster.
I disagree. He just has to find the right network. He just has to find the right network
for
himself.
That's fair. Late night Comedy Central.
Joe Sixpack.
All right. Welcome to the Joe Six Podcast. It is week 9, and things are starting to change a little bit. How was your week there, Bob? Oh, I am here with Bob and Andrew. Andrew making his first appearance?
Yes.
It is. Let's ask how Andrew's week was first.
Of this season.
Well, I can. Weren't you recording like our picks every week last season? Anything happen to that?
It ended up being kind of stupid since we didn't have consistent people on the show. There was just a lot of gaps, and it ended up.
That's not what we're asking. Who won is what we're asking.
I think I still have it. I can check.
Who won, Andrew? We got big money.
You move on and let me check.
I just want to know if our picks were less than a coin flip. That's all I want to know.
No, it was very coin flippy.
As it goes. Hey! Oh. Lou with a late join.
Yeah, I don't got long.
Okay, well, that's good. We're just getting started, so you didn't save any time.
Damn it.
But Matt's hosting, so go ahead, Matt.
All right, well, while Andrew's looking that up, unless he has got it. Let's move to the first match, the biggest blowout of the week, Bob versus Kevin.
I think you mean the Seahawks versus Ravens?
Yeah, I don't think that game played. I think they just called that one.
I have the rankings.
Okay, let's move to that then.
Who won last year?
John Zelly had 5. Jason had 4.5. Remember, I gave up at week 7. We did this week 2 through 7. Yeah. So Jason had 4.5. Lou had 4. Matt had 3.5. Pete had 4. Right. Bob had 3.2. And I had 2.7.
Now, this was the average.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Guesses per game.
So we were summing it up and dividing by the number of weeks that you participated.
So if there are 6 matchups and I got 3.5, I got exactly a coin flip.
No, you would have gotten 3 if you got a coin flip. You got the Vegas betting odds.
Right in week 2, you missed week 3, you missed week 4, you got 3 in week 5, 3 in week 6, and 5 in week 7.
The point is that we did better than a coin flip overall, and also I'm sure John was only on the podcast once and got 5 right, so he won based on that, which is crazy. Dumb.
You are correct.
Have it. That's what
you
I was
are
saying.
Correct.
Bullshit. Smart.
Which is why I stopped doing it.
And the ghost of Cesar Chavez manipulated the results, and I won.
Are you a local politician from our state of Washington? Uh-huh. Amazon or jungle slaves are going to take over our city, guys. And he didn't mean that in the racist way. It just sounded super racist.
Sharia law.
He was talking about Amazonians. It was the most racist thing I've ever... Anyway, we don't have to get into this. The man lost badly, thank God. Anyway, moving on.
He's never going to win. But I miss that space guy. Good space guy. Whatever happened to him.
Space guy's a Trumpian now. It's sad.
Well, that's obvious.
yeah. Anyway, moving on. We don't need to talk about local Puget Sound politics.
So right when Kevin started to kind of catch on a little bit, I think he won last week.
He did.
Put him down for good, nearly doubling his score, 145 to 75.8.
Ba-boom. It was my best week. It was the best score of the week. I had a pretty good week. I mean, finally, my team's coming back to form again. My running backs that I drafted to be top five running backs are finally acting like it. Amari Cooper's got Deshaun Watson again, and boom, 22 points right out of the gate there. Old man Thielen didn't do much, but that's fine. He's been amazing, and I do need to change my team name for that.
He scored 145 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
And he's got a ton of points, too, on his bench, just sitting there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cole Kmet, I mean, I was...
Oh, yeah, you do.
I was real upset about Cole Kmet at the beginning of the first half of the morning games because he had like two touchdowns like right out of the gate, and Dalton Schultz took forever to get going. But he got it, ended up getting 22 points to Cole Kmet's 20.5, so that's worked out pretty good. Overall, very good.
And on Kevin's team, best points he got was from the Raiders defense, so not great all around. But still, commendable 19 points for defense.
That's the thesis of Kevin's team. Not great all around.
Mm-hmm. Well, his combination of backup running backs and third wide receivers did not pan out for him.
Well, he does have Ja'Marr Chase, but he didn't help him much this week.
Ja'Marr Chase, yeah.
Oh, he's on the precipice, isn't he? Seven losses is the maximum you can get, right? Still make the playoffs, I think. How it works?
If it is, he's not. I mean, they're already projecting him to have a 1% chance of making the playoffs. So I think it's pretty much done.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a chance.
Tell me there's a chance.
Well, they always round up. So I'm pretty sure it's more like a 0.0001% chance.
Rounded to one. I like it.
As is always the case, the babies strike down. And the first year of baby parenting
strikes down. Your first year of babies hurts.
Yeah, no one's going to be good.
Yeah, well, it didn't help that two of his best players, Jahmyr Gibbs and Laporta Potty, were on bye. In fact, most of his bench was on bye. But he didn't have much depth to begin with.
It's because his team is made up of the Raiders, the Lions, rather. Aside for David Montgomery, who I get back finally this week, and I'm very excited about. We'll see how his split with Jahmyr Gibbs turns out.
Yeah, it's probably bad news for Gibbs.
Definitely more bad news for Gibbs, but I mean, we'll see. I mean, a 50-50 split in that offense is still, you know, somewhat tantalizing. So,
yeah, it was good while it lasted, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then on to the other big blowout of the week. We have Joe versus Pete. I think a lot of us in the pod last week had a lot of faith for Pete, but Joe absolutely crushed him, 121.9 to 68.9.
I'm pretty sure I went against Pete, mostly because he was there. Yeah. I'm always going to vote against him when he's on the podcast.
Well, Pete's strategy of always bidding that
for the ratings, $1 Bob. Two
on a kicker worked out.
Yes. He bid a lot on a kicker. What else?
Second highest point getter.
I know.
Justin Tucker.
Why is he playing the Giants defense?
I mean, that's a good question.
It's a great
49ers run by.
I mean, they were the 31st.
They can't lose. Look how big they are.
They were the 31st ranked defense. So,
I guess because Las Vegas, you know, the Raiders, they just got a new quarterback, a new coaching scheme. I guess maybe you could think that'd be out of sorts, but it's the Giants.
Bro, this is this was their fourth negative points game of the year. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. But if there was
one of those big negative points games was against the Cardinals. I mean,
that was rough.
But yeah, if there was a week to beat Joe, this is the week. You know, a lot of the guys that normally perform big didn't. You know, Davante Adams, you know, he's had a bit of an issue. Travis Kelce, only 2.9 points for him. That's super low. You know, he was definitely vulnerable here, but picked a good opponent this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Dak versus Jalen Hurts, just like in real life.
Yes.
It's true.
That was a great matchup, though.
It was. A good game. Aside from when the refs tried to give the game to the Cowboys in the last two drives, and then
you That's guys okay. If you listen to the Cowboys fans, the refs are trying to give it to the Eagles still in the entire game.
That's insanity. So many bad calls in those last two drives.
They're bad losers.
Yep, and I told Pete not to start Brandon Cooks, but he'll never listen.
Nope, he didn't listen. I mean, what is he going to play? Is that Cam Akers? Watch him get injured for the season?
I thought Brandon Cooks would have been okay because Philly's secondary is not that good. And, you know, it just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, get it.
Brandon Cooks had two decent weeks in a row, but it was only on a total of 8 targets between those 2 weeks. So and with touchdowns in there. So, I mean, it was a risky play.
Remember last week, Pete was trying to orchestrate a trade for Drake London, who got absolutely nothing.
He did.
Oh, and he lost Cam Akers for the season. That sucks.
Yeah.
Who's?
I noticed he had him on his bench.
Yeah, no, he was trying to orchestrate a trade for Drake London for, God damn it, the Pittsburgh running back that I absolutely despise.
Najee Harris.
Right, and yeah. I told Sean he should have taken that. I mean, I don't know if Sean listened to the podcast, but on the podcast, I really should have
said
Drake
didn't do shit.
No, he didn't.
Well, he's injured.
No better than Najee Harris.
Yeah.
He was out. Drake London, he was hurt.
He did. Yeah. That's right. He didn't play. That is correct. He was expected to play, though, and he's healthy now. So,
he's back.
I mean,
this week.
I still like Drake London way more than Najee Harris, is all I'm saying.
I like a ham sandwich more than like Najee Harris.
Did Najee get a touchdown? I thought he did okay.
It doesn't matter.
Congrats on your one touchdown, Najee Harris.
He's gotten one touch. He's probably gotten
that's all you
touchdowns
can hope for
in the entirety of the last 2.5 seasons. So,
well, that's all you need. Terrible.
That's
horrible.
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 All that. All right. Let's move on to my game with John. John, who picked more wins in 1 week than anyone did, period.
In a single week, yes, on average.
So, yeah. I had no faith in my team this week. I made that point very clear last week that I thought I was going to lose. Did you? I mean, did you really?
I'm pretty sure I did, yeah.
Well, you helped me, and CJ Strong or Stroud helped me too.
Yeah, yes, a little bit. I'd say a little bit.
Stroud's he's good.
Wow, you have him in both leagues? Yeah. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I've been desperate for a quarterback in both leagues, and he was the best one I could snatch up.
You picked a good one.
And you also picked up Taysom Hill. You also picked up Taysom Hill, who has finally seemingly arrived. He's actually fantasy relevant now.
And also threw a touchdown or some bullshit.
Yeah, no, now he's actually playing. He's that super play that has been tantalizingly not showing up for the first, 4 years of his career?
He's
this is his fifth year, sixth year?
I think he's the first player since 1968 to have, was it 10 rushing touchdowns, 10 passing touchdowns, and 10 receiving touchdowns or something? What, not all in one season.
I was going to say, it's got to be total.
Yeah, like the it's last guy to do it was like 1968 or something.
Yeah, no, that game was insane. The last 2 minutes were incredible.
Mm.
That final two-play drive was nuts.
I definitely did pick you to win last week, but I also said DJ Moore was going to go off. So, you know, halfsies, I split the difference there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I got a win. Finally. It's been a while.
A couple weeks.
Yeah. But
more JS
killed it. The Browns defense for John killed it. 23 points.
You got Debo coming back.
You needed Dave Gabus in the, what was that, Monday Night Football?
Dave Gabus.
Yeah.
Good old Dave Gabus.
Being a little dyslexic today.
That's fine.
But yeah. Any other comments on this game?
No, not really. Johnny's.
Bob is starting. I mean, Bob. John's starting Jordan Love, so that sucks. This is sadness.
All season.
That's a sadness.
Since Fields was out.
So John's another team that has 7 losses.
Yep. Poor John. Yep. Not the year for John.
No. No.
Whenever he scores well, his opponents just score slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad.
Didn't Andrew do that to him last week?
It's true.
I think so. Yeah.
What did I do to him?
Didn't he?
155.
Wasn't he the second highest scorer, but you outscored him last week?
I've had some good scores. I don't remember who I played last week.
I think you beat him last week.
Yeah, he's the 7th. Yeah, John's got the 7th highest scoring. He's got far and away the highest score against. I guess Kevin
there,
he's only 20
tough.
Points ahead of Kevin, but yeah. Andrew, you actually are the third highest for it.
Yeah, so. Last week, week 8, John scored 131 points, but Andrew scored 155.
Yeah.
They were the two highest scores of the week.
Andrew, what the fuck? How do you manage to have more points against than you have points for, but you're 6-3? How is that going on?
Because I have the third highest points in the league or something like that.
Yeah, but you have the third highest points against in the league, too.
Yeah, but I'm just that
when
good.
When he loses big.
When he wins big, or he barely wins every game. It's one of those.
I already have. I have the highest points for 2 weeks this season already.
Nice.
That's how I win.
That's scary. Andrew's on a tear. He's leading his division. This could be it. Yep.
He had another
big game. Kind of has the worst division, though.
Yeah.
You have one. Yeah, I mean, you have your buddy claiming he's the bye week, despite being the third worst team, and winning last week, almost winning last week. God damn
almost
it,
winning.
Almost winning. Damn it. Anyway,
and then all right. So then on to Sean versus Seth. Sean with another win over the now 6-3 Lizard King.
Yeah, kind of who is
upset here?
Who is the current highest point getter in the league? Mr. Lizard King. Seth making a statement.
Yes, this is the big one. I was very glad that Sean was able to get the upset here and get me one game closer to Seth, because goddamn, Seth has been on an absolute tear until he dropped this game. I think he had 4 in a row, or 3 in a row, something like that.
Yeah, I thought the Kansas City-Miami game would be a lot higher scoring. Patrick Mahomes coming in with a very normal 15.8. That's probably his floor.
He doesn't even have the excuse of having the flu anymore.
Yeah. But, I mean, disappointed by... I mean, Alvin Kamara did okay, I thought. You know, 9 points is probably a little... You know, that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, they weren't throwing him the ball, and that's where Kamara's been getting all of his points from. He hasn't had a very good rush total.
I read a stat where his like average catch position is like -3 yards or something.
Yeah. On the season.
You know what?
Yeah. Not average. I think it's his total.
His average depth of field or whatever.
Seth Seth lost the moment he decided to start the Cowboys defense against the Eagles. What the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what the actual fuck, Seth?
I agree. The Cowboys' defense has been doing pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah, but come on, you don't start him versus the Eagles.
Yeah, they're all the way up. He's all the way up in New England. Maybe he didn't even realize. I mean, he's up in the bumfuck New England too.
Well,
he's
not even. He can't be watching the Patriots. They're pretty terrible. So
I mean, his wife makes him, but yeah, I mean, nobody's watching the Patriots now.
Yeah, a big game from Tank Dell, 26.6 points. But
I wish I threw more fab at him.
It's so up and down. It's boom or bust with him. Like, they have a lot of receivers. You know, Nico Collins, it's one of them 1 week. It's hardly ever both.
Well, I think we might be able to finally put a nail in it. I think Zach Moss's run as still being fantasy relevant might have finally come to an end. With only 7 touches and 26 yards and clearly, Jonathan Taylor was the better option there, getting his 15.4 points, getting 18 touches. So, yeah, I think it's finally.
Dude, Taylor. He still has Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, and Travis Etienne, though. That's a strong running back core.
He does.
It's a good core.
Fournette may sneakily become like the guy in
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Has he been playing Moss to garner all the points that he's been getting, though?
He must be Seth must be thanking his friggin' stars that he bet that one extra dollar to get Dalton Kincaid now with Goddard.
Yeah, gotta go now.
Breaking his arm.
No, that was
and the
huge.
Eagles not saying he's gonna be out, so I can't put him on my IR slot in my work league. It's really annoying.
That's illegal.
I guess they think he'll be back sooner than 4 games.
Well, no, they're on a bye week. They don't need to put him on IR because
they can still make him out.
He'll be back. He'd be back in 3 games. If they put him on IR, then he has to be out for 4 games, including 1 week. So,
yep.
So
got it.
They did that with Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Every week they put him as probable or questionable, and then you had to take him out of IR. And then on Sunday afternoon, they put him as out, and it was really annoying.
Yeah, I have in my work league. I have Debo, and he's been on my IR slot, and I've been wanting to swap them. I'm like, put Goddard on out. Put him out. Please just put him out. But no, I'm just going to keep listing him as doubtful for the whole bye week. They don't necessarily have to say he's out. It's annoying. But it's fine. Whatever. It's minor fantasy football stuff.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's pretty bad in DK Metcalf land. Sean's probably regretting that a little bit. Like, I thought, you know, his floor would maybe be top 24, but he's right now the 43rd.
Yeah, I mean, he stopped fighting guys constantly, so that's good. But also,
did he?
Well, I mean, he hasn't
been like two games.
It's been 2 weeks. Yeah, he's 2 weeks without a shit fit. I mean, that's a pretty good string for DK. But also, he hasn't done much with that. So
more JSN.
Yeah, more Bobo.
More Bobo. Yeah.
Out of here with this Bobo shit.
Yep. But at least, you know, holding on to Deontay Johnson for a long time has worked out. Since he's come back, he's scored double digits each week. And as we said earlier, Najee Harris got in the end zone, salvaged a somewhat decent, you know, fantasy week. All that he needed just to get over the top and beat Seth.
Well, Deontay Johnson finally broke his streak, and he finally got his first touchdown in, what, two seasons?
Yeah.
It was just incredible. Like it was like 20 games or something like that. He went.
Yeah, it was like 100 plus targets and no touchdowns.
Yeah, it's insane.
All right. Anything else about this game?
No. John's brave as shit for actually playing Najee another week, but it worked out for him this time.
Yep. All right. Then on to Andrew versus Lou Senior. This is like also a game of the week contention.
Oh, Andrew, you dick.
What?
You beat him, barely.
Yeah, of course I did.
You beat Pop-Pop.
You beat Pop-Pop, dick.
Pop-Pop,
there's no friends in fantasy football.
Did he fuck up? He didn't fuck up anyone either. He played his best.
Hey, Matt, in the score charts, can we change Big Lou's name to Pop-Pop?
Shh, if I get
how's
to
that,
it, yeah.
How's that spelled, Lou? Is that P-U-P or just Pop-Pop?
Nah, P-O-P, like Pop goes the weasel, Pop-Pop.
All right.
I mean, the only thing he could have done is played Ford over Walker.
Yeah, but I happened to Walker. Yeah, but I would have never done that.
Neither would I. But why did Walker? Did something happen? He only got 2 points.
We ran into a shitty team.
Something happened. I believe you mentioned the Seahawks Ravens game.
That was me. I mentioned that.
Yeah,
dude, the offensive line was so fucking bad.
The biggest thing about that game is that I am thankful that you can draw a direct line to where the main problem was, and it was just the offensive line could not run block, pass block, or keep guys from putting their arms up at the line. And it completely stymied the offense, which meant that the defense was doing great until they were on the field for the entire second and third quarter. And then it started falling apart. So, There was nothing for K-9 to get.
We've seen that kind of football in Seahawks land for the last couple, three seasons.
Hasn't been that bad. Well, no, I don't know. Our offensive line's been a lot better. But
drafting running backs in the second round.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. We won't have a second round pick to draft a running back this year.
No, we did trade it away. It'll be interesting to see. What's his name? I've already forgotten his name.
Williams.
Yeah, Williams. Oh no, my pen broke. Anyway, moving on.
Super close game. CeeDee Lamb.
The fun game that ended up going down to Monday night, where Papa had Garrett Wilson, and I had Keenan Allen. Papa.
No, god damn it, no.
Peepaw.
Pop. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm only half paying attention. So we went down to Monday night. I had Keenan Allen and he had Garrett Wilson, and I also had a little lead. But it was a good one. It was a good one to watch. It made Monday night more exciting for a Jets Chargers game.
Yeah. Nothing made it interesting to watch that game. I was very shocked to see how it changed the game that's coming up next, but we'll get there. Andrew, goddamn. Stop winning. Stop being good. Aren't you supposed to fall apart by this point in the season?
No. I'm doing this thing where I'm going back to the playoffs like I used to do.
Oh, and then losing in the championship game.
Yeah.
And losing in the championship game. Shut up, Bob. I hate you.
You'll get there.
There was a lot of that.
Well, then, on to the game of the week.
Game of the week, Lou baby.
Versus Jason. This was absolutely ridiculous.
Never doubted it.
You just never doubted it. You didn't even know until Tuesday morning you won.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I was like, well, I'm fucked.
Look at the graph. The line is like nearly vertical. It's like line go burr.
That graph is hilarious. I don't know what to say, man. Just a down week for everybody except for the Chargers defense, and they won it for me. So
Woo-hoo. Mason must have been very upset.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
But like, you also had Breece Hall, and he didn't do a whole lot. And no. You had Justin Herbert, and he didn't do a whole lot.
Well, exactly. I was like, I figured, I actually thought I had half a shot, but like, those are two of my best players, you know, than like Tyreek Hill. You know, those are two of my best point getters, probably, and
yeah,
the first thing I saw when I woke up, flash across my phone, was like Justin Herbert disappoints with like 7 points. I was like, oh, okay, well, fuck it. And then I actually looked at ESPN later, and I was like, what the fuck?
Well, those are the best surprises.
It's amazing to me that Lamar Jackson tore up the Seahawks defense for nothing, for no fantasy points. I don't understand.
Yeah, what was that about?
21 completions for 187 yards and 10 carries for 60 yards. And that's it. Like, it's because all of the touchdowns went to the running backs.
Yeah, and they kept showing him, like, running the ball. Because I have Lamar in one of my dynasties. I was like, oh, he must be crushing it. And I was like, 11 points? What the fuck? Like,
yeah, it's very confusing to watch that.
Well, it doesn't help that Jason's playing three Patriots, including their defense.
Yeah.
Well, he won't give up Mario Douglas.
He's just a homer. Just like the Patriots with Bill Belichick, they won't give up on him.
Lou, they'd be giving up on Mac Jones though.
Yeah, well, you know, they'll throw him in the meat grinder and make some new white quarterback out of him. Lou, this is 2 weeks in a row now of Puka Nacua not going off. Is the era over already?
Well, I mean,
I hope not.
I don't think so.
Stafford hasn't played.
Yeah, they had Brett Rippon starting. So,
right.
Oh, but yeah, but now they've got what's his name? Wentz,
the savior.
Yes,
savior. He's going to come in.
I don't understand how Carson Wentz keeps getting work.
Well, who else?
Think about it. It took a lot. The QB situation in the NFL got as bad as dire as it's ever gotten, and they're like, "Okay, I guess we'll sign Wentz." Like he must be so unliked.
And yet, the Vikings spent 2 seconds to go get Josh Dobbs, and it immediately paid off for them. What have the Jets been doing this whole season?
Like, it paid off in one game, but you're right. Yes. The Jets could have went out and got him.
Yeah, the Jets are so weird. Like they had there's so many questions I have with QB because the Jets fucking keep rolling Zach Wilson out there. It's not getting any better. And then the fucking Giants are starting Danny fucking DeVito. I mean, what did they have? They had like 8 passing yards or something the one game, or like, but they wouldn't go get. I don't know. Like, they wouldn't sign Wentz. No one will sign Wentz. Everyone's starting their third QB, but took week 10 for Wentz to get a job.
It's a race to the bottom for that first draft pick this year.
Do you think he still has
multiple candidates? There's multiple candidates.
There are.
I think he'll be better than Brett Rippon. I think Wentz is a gunslinger, and I think he'll put up some points for his team, and he'll throw a bunch of interceptions, and he'll proselytize the locker room, and they'll all hate him, and he'll be gone after the season.
Point of order: he'll still need to play the Seahawks one more time, so he's going to get annihilated once again by the Seahawks.
But Lou doesn't need Wentz to win the game; he just needs him to feed Puka.
We all do. I think Wentz, and I think Stafford might be back. Sooner rather than later.
Stafford's supposed to be out for very long.
Yeah, I think he might. Because they're on bye. I think he might be back. There's a shot he's back next week.
Probably.
And I think they're just like, oh, Brett Rippon, you can go now.
We saw you play once. You're good.
At least they're emergency quarterback. Isn't that the new thing this year?
Yeah, because of another Eagles rule. Because the Eagles destroyed San Francisco so bad. And they were literally didn't have a QB anymore. So the league changed the rule.
We're trendsetters.
That's not the Eagles' fault. That's the sitting the Niners' fault because that's not the first year that's happened.
That is the Niners' fault. Why can't they keep their QBs healthy? Like it's so weird.
They haven't. Well, up until they got McCaffrey, they hadn't been able to keep any running backs healthy either. It's still shocking to me that McCaffrey hasn't gotten injured yet.
That's a good point.
They were going through 5 running backs a year for 3 years straight.
Well, he did get hurt. He came out of the game earlier in the season.
Yeah, and then he hasn't had a season.
Right back in.
Mm-hmm.
He's magic. He's a beast.
Anyway, Carson Wentz is going to get one start, and he's going to be out, is my guess.
Well, if Stafford's coming back, then yeah, he's there just to play, to give them somebody that can throw the ball until Stafford can get back. That's it.
Can we talk about how Baltimore had 37 points, but Zay Flowers got me 1.6? Fucked up.
Yeah, they didn't really throw it to anyone.
Yeah, it bounced it out. Yeah, they really did. They just except ran for Odell. All over us.
He was forcing it to Odell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was freaking
his birthday or some shit.
Fucking birthday.
The Seahawks have had a top five run defense this entire season, and that got blown the fuck out of the water this past week. It's annoying. They put up like 400 rushing yards on us or something like that. It's ridiculous.
That's funny because we were talking about how the NFC might come down to the Eagles or Seahawks.
Still think it might.
Yep.
It might.
I'm less likely on it now.
One other thing we didn't point out was had Jason started any other had he started Noah Brown over any of his other wide receivers, he would have won.
Oh, handily.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, when are you ever going to predict that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would have started Noah Brown on Nate.
No.
All right. Well, that's the week. Should we move on to our picks, or we kind of figure that's all bullshit now?
It's not bullshit. We got to look at the week anyway. We got to preview it. We can't forget again. We've already forgotten once this year. We can't do it again.
All right. Well, let's lead off with Joe versus Mr. Field of Dreams here. Let's see, do you got anyone in here, John? No.
Two people that we don't hear from very much.
Yeah.
One of which because he just doesn't care about us in Joe, and the other which because I think he thinks that we hate him, but we don't at all. Oh, wait, no. I was thinking of Jason. Sorry. I thought it was Jason.
Does Jason think we hate him?
We'll get there. I'll bring it up again when we get to his game. No, I know John doesn't hate us. He just knows that Lizzie hates him.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
She doesn't remember who he is.
Well, to be fair, Lizzie doesn't know he exists, apparently.
Exactly.
She's literally at a wedding with him, like, the day before.
She was dancing with him, I mean.
Yeah. She's like,
well,
John,
let's
who?
See. Joe, he's, even though he's a 6-3 team, he's projected to lose this week against John, mostly because Kansas City is on bye, and the Rams. He's basically, I mean, he even has a spare bench or spot available, but
you better be hoping James Conner's coming back because he's still on the IR right now in his starting running back slot.
You see, he's got him. Is he just hopeful? Is that why he's there?
Probably.
And Joe needs to pick up a defense.
It's true.
Oh, that's right. He's on bye. Another reason he's projected to lose.
Luckily, Joe has an extra bench space right now. So.
Yeah.
Does he have an empty bench space? He does.
Yep.
Well, and he can put. He's got a guy on IR you can put in the IR slot.
God damn it, Joe. Stop dominating the league when you're not even trying, you son of a bitch.
I don't think Joe knows the IR slot exists.
Yeah, he doesn't use IR. He has an empty bench spot, and he's fucking dominating. What a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is the week that John might get a win. I'm actually
going to vote Johnny. For him. Come on. I give it to Johnny.
Let's go, John.
Johnny's got, man, Eckler, Amon-Ra, Chris Olave, Brandon Ayuk. That's pretty scary looking.
Yeah,
coming at you.
I think he's got a solid team there. Ayuk's not going to be as good if Debo comes back, though.
Well, I don't know.
Who knows what Debo's shape is in?
True. Logan Thomas. He's been pretty decent tight end.
He's been serviceable.
Yeah, I mean, tight end is such a wasteland this year.
Yeah, it's like four dudes and then everybody else.
Not as much anymore. It was definitely in the beginning of the season. It absolutely was. But
so we're
got both the Daltons.
Picking John.
Both the Daltons doing good.
Picking John. I mean, I think we've got multiple reasons for picking John, but
yeah.
Who's John?
Right. Roshan Johnson could go off in this riveting 9-10 game where the only touchdown's been scored on a punt return.
Oh, fucking defense. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Special teams.
Punt return out.
Well, he's already doing better than his score last week of 2 points.
Poor Bryce Young. He's so tiny. Run, Bryce. Run.
Hey, question. How come everyone kept talking about Roshan Johnson being like, oh, you got to pick him up. And the dude has barely ever cracked 5 points.
I think everyone forgot that Dante Foreman was on the team.
Like, seriously, everyone kept talking about it.
Because, well, Foreman was really not even on the team until Khalil Herbert got hurt, and Johnson had more, so everybody thought that he had the chance to take the lead until Foreman kind of took it.
There's a narrative going around that Roshan was really good, but he was just stuck behind Bijan, and then, you know, that narrative came to an end.
Yeah,
everybody's picking him up on a flyer, and he didn't fly, not yet. And then Herbert should be coming back, so I don't know what their narrative. I don't know what they're going to do in the.
It's probably just going to be a mess.
I mean, it's a bad team anyway. So
moving on to another mess. We have Kevin's team versus Sean.
Ah, good segue.
Yeah,
I picked John. By the way,
Darnell Mooney. That couldn't have been his best choice. I defy that.
It's not his first time playing Darnell Mooney. I don't believe.
Why you fucking Tyson Bed? Secret Bajent fucking playing. Like, I would have put in Josh Reynolds for sure.
I was going to say, Josh Reynolds.
I mean, I guess that's a lot of Detroit players, but...
I mean, Josh Reynolds, according to the ESPN's prediction, only has 3.9 projected, you know. They're playing the Chargers, who had a good defense last week. Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of good choices there on that flex.
See here, Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney's broken 10 points twice.
But he did last week, so Kevin was probably like, "You broke 10 weeks of points. Yes, I need 10 points. Go. Get in there.
Keep chasing those points."
And he's had three games of zeros.
Or he's just looking to make sure he doesn't have any blank spots.
Yeah.
Well, even then, despite the bad score for Darnell Mooney, he is still barely projected to beat Sean right now, which is pretty sad.
Well,
I'm gonna give it to Sean. That's crazy. Yeah. ESPN isn't what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, he's got Jonathan Taylor, Deshaun Watson. He's at T. Higgins. Yeah, I think Sean's going to be able to take it.
I think Sean's
Deshaun Watson against Baltimore might.
He's going to be a grinder.
Isn't T. Higgins not playing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why he's.
You're right.
Yes.
He's got to get T out of there. Put in Marquise Brown. He should have Marquise Brown in over Najee anyway. IMO.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe not. Wait, maybe not. Is Kyler playing this week?
Yes,
he should be.
Oh, yeah, then he should be playing Marquise Brown.
I've been playing Marquise Brown in the lab league.
Yeah, baby.
Hollywood, baby. Yes, I also agree that Sean is gonna Cameron Dicker Kevin right into the ground.
Nice.
Go, Sean.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm picking Sean too.
Right, Cameron Dicker right in his Mooney. No, it didn't really work.
Other reason why
cut that out.
Sure. Yeah.
That was one of the reasons the picks didn't work, was because we all picked the same team.
Yeah, your Higgins onto the bench.
You should.
All right. So looks like we're sweeping again. Everyone in for Sean. Oop, and I lost the weekly score. Moving on to Fresh Herbs versus Overpaid and Under.
Can we talk about how fucking lucky you are, Bob?
Let me tell you how excited I am for this match.
How unreal that I fucking... Let me just list a murderer's row of people who aren't playing this week. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Smith, Puka Nacua, Harrison Bucker.
Your kicker. Yep. I mean, yeah.
Fucking the number one kicker in the league. Oh, they're all out.
He's number five. But yeah, I know. No, I'm very excited about it. Especially because I had to play you with all of my guys out in the sleeper league just a couple weeks ago. Did I win that game? I might have won that game.
I don't remember.
We'll have to go back to the tape. But the point is, the tables are now reversed when it matters more, and I'm excited for it, Lou. I got all my guys back. They're all hopping. Even friggin' David Montgomery's coming back.
Adam Thielen is 2.3 points.
I was going to say, you need Adam Thielen to get his walker out and get down the field.
Yeah, old man Thielen needs to slowly pop those claws out and get on over there. But it's fine. I have
Amari Cooper. That's an interesting choice. I guess against Baltimore, I can see it, but
I'm up and down on it. We'll see.
Has Thielen just?
Yeah.
Thielen
is like number six or something like that.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Number nine. He's down to number nine.
Oh, yeah, I guess you had to start him. But Hopkins? Does Hopkins have more?
Well, Hopkins has been actually getting targets this past couple weeks. He had 17 targets in the last 2 weeks, finally.
Okay, so, he's finally been actually doing something.
Yeah, Will Levis remembered that DeAndre Hopkins was on the team when friggin' Tannehill didn't even realize.
Yep.
So That's something.
You've got a pretty deep RB room, too. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, and Tyler Allgeier.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
It's not bad.
Backup, but yeah. Yeah, no, I'm happy with my team. I'm really glad that David Montgomery is healthy now, and I'm hoping that he gets back to work, because he looked, yeah, as good as Jahmyr Gibbs looked behind, honestly, the Lions' very good run-blocking offensive line. David Montgomery looked even better in the beginning of the season, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see how this book goes.
He looked solid.
50-50 I'd even be happy with, because it means both of them stay fresh, and they're both tearing people up, so we'll see.
I think they're both playable, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, I have two of the Arthur Smith offense between Bijan and Kyle Pitts, so you do. That makes me sad. I don't know. Maybe if I get lucky, Justin Herbert connects with Quentin Johnson in the end zone, I'll have a shot. That's my best shot.
Well, I'm picking you, Bob. Take a point out of Lou, please.
I'm picking Bob, too.
I would like Lou to lose one here.
I'll do it.
Oh, looks like another sweep. Myself.
Do I get HM back next week?
I hope not.
I hope so.
I hope not, too.
Because I have Mostert. It's been glorious with HN out.
Thank God I won last week.
You shouldn't have. You really shouldn't.
I definitely shouldn't have. Thank God I did.
So stupid. Anyway.
All right, on to Tecmo Touchdowns versus the Lazar King. Another championship of 6-win teams.
Ooh.
This is a game of the week contender for sure.
Yep. And right now, you've only got 5.8 points from Dante Foreman. Not great so far, but plenty of time left. Still at the beginning of the third.
Does anyone in that game have more than 6 points right now?
Probably not.
I don't think they do. Oh, the kicker.
I was going to say the defense/special teams.
Yes. The Panthers kicker and the Bears.
The Panthers defense special teams who no one's playing.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Miles Sanders on my bench. He has 0.1 points.
There you go.
Poor Miles Sanders. He's out.
He only had 3% of the snaps last week, so I think he's no longer.
Why did they even sign him and pay him a bunch of money if they're just going to play Chuba Hubbard over him? I just don't understand.
Well, he's been hurt since preseason. Yeah. He pulled a groin and hasn't recovered.
Yeah, they were playing him heavily the first few weeks, and then just he got more and more injured, and then Chuba took over.
My running backs have not been my strong suit anyway. So Foreman having 6.3 points right now. Thank you. He just got another point. I'm not terribly upset by that, because I've been like, I picked up Mostert late in the draft, and he has been a every week starter for me, just because he's, you know, I got lucky there.
He's still like a top three RB, isn't he, or something?
Oh, he's been crushing it. Two, yeah. So
yes, you definitely lucked into Mostert pretty good. It's what did you draft him? What did you pay for him? Let's see. $1. One American dollar.
Is it American dollar?
One fake American dollar.
One Matthew Berry dollar. It's not even him anymore.
One Joe Buck.
That was definitely my best draft pickup of the season.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Poor Saquon, he's that entire offense, but they're never going to get in the end zone.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping they just force feed him, because that's all they have.
They do, yeah.
I mean, that's what they've been doing, but he's still not getting a lot of yards. Just because,
over 20 yards week,
a carry, carries a game.
He got a lot of yards, he's just never going to get in the end zone. I think he had like over 100 total yards between rushing and passing.
He's only had one game over 100 yards this year in rushing. But he's averaging around 20 carries per game.
Hey, and he gets
2 weeks. Two weeks ago against the Jets, they gave him 36 carries.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yards out of it.
This so guy, I'm hoping,
and three just receptions him for until zero. He dies.
And he's so loyal. He's like the most loyal guy. Like. They were not treating him right, and he still signed with them for kind of like not enough money, just because he still wanted to play for the Giants.
Who wants to play for the Giants? He's going to be out of there next year.
I don't know if he will be.
It's weird how much like, people want to play for the two terrible New York teams, honestly. I've never fully understood it.
Well, the Jets aren't nearly as bad as the Giants are, and they were supposed to be good when they had Rodgers snaps.
Yeah, they were way better before they blew up their team for Aaron Rodgers to come in for those four snaps. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
9 snaps, I guess, technically.
He's coming back.
Yeah, okay.
He's got those medical herbs.
He's taking ayahuasca. He's doing spirit journeys. He's
He's spelunking.
Fully healed on herbal essential oils and...
Damn it, what's the word he used for...
good vibes.
Yeah. Anyway, since Matt stepped... Darn. I was going to be host for 2 seconds there.
Matt left?
Matt left. He went to go let his dog out. Now he's back. All right, go back to being host.
All right.
We were just ragging on everyone while you were gone. Mostly the Giants.
Let's see. Did you guys do your picks?
Oh, no, we didn't, I guess. I say that Andrew is going to win this game because I want him to.
He is going to win this game. No Mahomes, no A.J. Brown.
True.
Yeah. Andrew's hitting Seth just at the right time, just like you're hitting me.
And I'll be tied with Lou. I like it.
I do feel pretty good about Gino this week. He can't be mediocre this many weeks in a row. He's got to be better this week.
Bro, Drew Lock is coming in.
No, he's not.
Drew Lock's coming in, Bob. It's going to happen.
He was mediocre then, too.
Coming in.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Andrew as well. Kick him while he's down.
CeeDee Lamb, Keenan Allen carries him.
Well, CeeDee Lamb is finally, and they're playing the Giants, so he's got to get up big early. It's going to be a big Pollard game when they get up.
I don't think there's ever been a big Pollard game this season.
This is going to be the week, which is unfortunate. But no, and I believe CeeDee Lamb has to play Philly again in 2 weeks, and that's going to be good because, again, Philly's secondary is not great.
You know, if we keep lining up fucking linebackers on fucking CeeDee Lamb, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not a good choice.
It's so weird how they just refuse to, like, follow him with anyone.
Ooh, score update. Miles Sanders now has negative half a point.
Yes.
He's doing great.
They should probably give him negative snaps, too. That's just...
You know who's way better than Miles Sanders? Swift.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Still Swift don't understand what let him go, but whatever.
Wasn't that weird? Wasn't that fucking weird?
Yeah, I mean... It worked out for them in the end because they did get a goddamn it, he's my running
Gibbs.
Gibbs. No, they drafted Gibbs.
And Monty.
Montgomery. I thought the Eagles' backfield was going to be way more of a committee with all the running backs that they have.
A million running
Gainwell
backs.
And Scott and Penny.
Yeah, you guys picked up Rashad Penny and then haven't even made him.
No, we refused to play him. And I thought we were going to play him. I'm up with Andrew. I was like, oh, we're going to see Rashad Penny. I was excited for Rashad Penny. I like Rashad Penny.
Yeah.
Rashad Penny's awesome when he's injured. I guess they're so scared of him getting injured that they won't even play him.
But then week two came and Swift took over, and they've really never looked back.
Yep.
No need to. I mean, he's been great. Anyway,
you'll appreciate having him in the playoffs.
Are we all rooting for Andrew again?
I guess. I'm picking him, even though I shouldn't.
All right, well, Seth, get on a podcast. Maybe we'll pick you then. And I would love to
pick you. We're on a different division, Lou. It's okay.
We are in a different division.
I'm in the crappy division.
And I'm rooting against Seth because he's in my division, so there you go.
All right.
Lou, have we played yet? I can't remember.
Are you in the same division? No, you haven't yet. I don't think you have.
I don't know. Our schedule. I don't even know how to use this shit.
We've only been doing it for 15 years.
Our schedule.
But yes, I do have a trouble finding the
freaking schedule. Herbs and flowers.
You guys have.
I beat Kevin. I beat Sean. I lost to Joe. I beat Johnny.
You play him next week. Next week.
Matt.
Next week is the. Next week
I beat
is the
Peter. Andrew. Oh, I lost to Sean. I have already beaten Sean. Oh, I beat Joe again. I beat your dad. I beat Joe the second time. He beat me the first time. And then the Chargers defense beat Flurry.
We play next week.
And then I'm going to lose to Bob. And then I'm going to beat Andrew and beat Kevin.
Don't you put that on me.
Beat my dad.
Don't you just say you're going to lose.
Stop it. I'm calling it next week. I'm beating Lou. It's got to be done.
A shot.
All right. Do we have one more game?
We got two more, I believe. Okay. Moving on to my game with Pete. When I just clicked on the score 13-0, I'm like, oh, 13 points is great for Thursday. But then I see it's split among DJ Moore and the Bears defense, so not quite as good.
Hey, but you know, DJ Moore has more than 6 points. That's better than most of the players in that game.
Yeah. Rip that one game, the 45-pointer or whatever. I think I still
wonder,
lost
I wonder
that
what
week.
His ranking would be without that game. If you just like cut that game to like down to a 10-point game, where would he be?
God, I don't know, but definitely not eighth. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It doesn't feel like he's eighth, that's for sure.
He's Justin Fields back. He was getting way more targets when Justin Fields was playing.
Yeah,
he does have eight targets today for basically nothing, though.
I'm finally going to get Deebo back. He's going to get two runs and then come out of the game for some stupid reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least that's how it feels.
Yeah, I have my work league. I agree. I'm worried about that. But, you know, so we got CJ Stroud.
Yep.
And Taysom Hill. Quarterback tight end Taysom Hill.
I mentioned last week on the pod that I had who was the guy that everyone bid up this week for Fab? Keelan Mitchell.
Ian Mitchell.
Yeah. I know, but I had him. I dropped him. I even made a point that, oh, he was my lottery ticket, and I guess he's done. And then he got like 20 points or some bullshit.
Yes, he did.
He did.
But he did on like, whatever.
Like 10 snaps, though.
Yeah.
10 snaps in the game that the Ravens, I think, had somewhere around 180 snaps. So, yeah.
But yeah, I got still
worked in the league, though.
I'm lucky that I'm up against Pete without Cooper Kupp and Jalen Hurts. But he does have McCaffrey back this week.
And he's got Brock Purdy. They're going against Jacksonville. Jacksonville has not been a slouch on defense this year, that's for sure.
But Brock Purdy's been putting up some decent numbers.
He has been. Number 12.
Come back down to earth.
He's been back down to earth the last few weeks. That's the thing. Oh, we'll see. They can't possibly put a fourth loss in a row together, though. I'd be shocked if the Niners had four losses in a row, because they had the three losses and then they went into the bye week. So I don't know.
I don't know.
And Devin's Singletary, with as good as Houston's passing game has been the last couple weeks, their running game's got nothing.
Yeah, he's not going to be the guy.
DJ Moore just got you more points, and he's in the red zone then.
There we go. There we go.
Go.
So, yeah. Who are you guys feeling? This is going to be close.
I like Matt.
Thank you. I like you, too.
Aw.
Andrew, you go.
I want to pick Pete just to be different, but I think Matt's going to win.
I'm going to pick Pete because I think every time I pick Matt, he loses. So, I'm going to pick Pete.
It's true. Every time I pick the other team, I win. So, I guess I'll pick Pete. Go, Pete.
DJ Moore all touchdown, right. Here it comes.
Yeah, and it'll never come.
Third and one on the five.
Oh, look, they're doing a tush push.
I don't know
he's
how.
Gonna get injured on this.
That's copyrighted. You owe the Eagles money now.
Yeah, royalties.
Need to hire that Scottish guy.
You gotta get brotherly shove. And it's unstoppable.
That's pretty good.
If any of you guys Eagles fans have not watched the video that or something like the video that Matt posted in the Eagles channel about the dynamics of how the whole Philly.
Yeah, I'd watch that. Works. Yeah,
it's shit's great.
It is good. I like that content creator.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's amazing how other teams haven't figured it out yet. It doesn't make any sense.
Ooh.
They figured it out. They just don't execute.
They can't do it.
Yeah, they can't do it. That's what's amazing to me. And they don't know how to stop it. The way that most teams play against it is stupid. Like, who's going diagonally against a wall of men? Like that? Don't do that. That's dumb.
I forget who said it, but they said there is a way to stop it, and that's keeping them out of third and
short. Don't let them get
or fourth and short. Just keep them out of it.
Third or three or better. Yeah.
Oh, get in the end zone. Oh, yes. Yes. Hey, Foreman just got a touchdown.
Oh,
nice.
I want a DJ Moore.
Wow, wow. All right. On to the last game. We have Jason versus Big Lou.
Pop, pop.
At least I believe we haven't talked about this game.
This could be a good one.
Okay, so here's the thing. So here's what I was teasing before. So Andrew, you must not have been paying attention when Jason started talking about I don't know. He didn't even make a comment that was like anything. It was no bad comment whatsoever. He just made something about the Republicans, and me and Matt and Lou and maybe others made a counter argument. We just have a normal discourse, but he was like, "Oh, I feel like I'm being ganged up on," and then I felt bad. And I feel bad.
Oh,
I don't want him to feel ganged up on. We're just discussing stuff. No one's got any problem. You can be on the other side of the political spectrum. I don't care. I got nothing against him. I think Republican politicians are dumb, but I had nothing against him.
They're kind of a mess right now.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, Jason, if you happen to listen to this, I love you, man. Don't think that I'm sorry. I felt like we were ganging up on you.
I don't think he left that conversation feeling any sort of way.
No, I know. I just don't want him to feel like.
And he doesn't. And he doesn't know you guys that well.
Yeah, it's all in good fun. Like, you know, we got nothing against you. Certainly not. Certainly nothing against you. You're a good guy. Talk to us more. We like it when you're talking to us.
Yeah, please talk dirty to us. Talk more.
Oh,
about
yeah, that's right.
Ukraine, yeah. And whatever else it was.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. We got into a Ukraine conversation and about how military aid works. And I actually learned a lot from that conversation. That was a really great conversation. Anyway, doesn't matter. We don't have to rehash it now. But, you know, Jason, you're awesome. Be on the podcast. Come join us. We miss you.
You guys have too much time on your hands?
No, I don't have any time on my hands. I just found time to have that discussion somehow. I think I was on the way to picking up Hero from school.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel was like, what the hell are you, doing? Like, I'm sitting in the passenger seat. Like, I'm having someone made an opinion. In my league. Leave me alone.
I must reply to this opinion.
Yes, I gotta look up how the breakdown of money to the Ukraine package is set up and explain it.
Politics are being discussed on the internet. I'm needed.
Yes, on my very small corner of the internet. That's the only part of the internet I care about. You guys. You guys are my internet.
Aww.
Anyway, I think Big Lou's gonna win.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Because Jason's a Republican. No.
yeah.
No, mostly because I think Kenneth Walker's going to bounce back strong.
Joe Burrow's hot, playing with his bloody finger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the sheer number.
Alexander Madison's now the front runner again.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Watson's healthy, although he hasn't been doing much.
Well, he's been hurt, been but yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I just don't like their whole offense.
Yeah, I think.
And then James Cook has been like an absolute fucking nightmare to have on your fantasy team.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck they're thinking about in Buffalo. But I mean, if there's one game for them to run, it's against Denver.
Yeah, you would think so. But I'm pretty sure they think Josh Allen's also a running back, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny.
You should.
Russell Wilson used to be so clutch in primetime, and now he's like the exact opposite at Denver.
Yes. Say the same thing about Sean Payton. Say the same thing about everyone that goes to Denver these last 2 years.
It's true. Oh, Sean Payton. He deserves it so much for talking shit about the last...
Yeah, I am straight up rooting for him to have a worse record than they did last year just so that he has to eat those...
Why did he even do that? It was like totally unprompted and...
Yeah, it's totally unnecessary. Yeah. I think one person I saw that said that they thought that he's still thinking about it because he had just been a broadcaster for a year, so he was still thinking about like hot takes and shit like that. It just slipped out, and he immediately regretted it. He very clearly immediately regretted saying it, but he said it. So yeah,
it's out there.
Yeah, no amount of apologizing was going to change that. And then the Jets schooled them, and like. To get revenge for having.
Yes.
I honestly think he was just trying to defend his team. Like it wasn't them. It was, you know, the last coach. He was a miserable slob. It's not the players. It's not Russ. And then you got to prove it on the field afterwards.
They beat Kansas City.
It's true.
They did somehow. But also, wasn't that the game that Mahomes was like sick?
Yeah, the flu. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if that counts.
If I'm Sean Payton, I'm counting it. But yeah, Denver's kind of a hot mess overall.
Yeah. I mean, both teams can certainly win. I mean, that Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews stack is scary, but nothing else on that team is. So yeah.
Judy, not going to get it done. No. Gary Terry, not that scary recently. Oh, yeah. Actually, he had a good week 2 weeks ago, but still.
We play Reynolds. Nah, not with Montgomery coming back. You're right. I was just thinking AJ Dillon. How do you get him out of there?
I won my Rocket League game.
Fuck you. Stop multitasking.
You want to know how bad I'm multitasking? Ball was coming into my goal, and I lined it up and nailed it perfectly, like, you know, cross-court goal. And in that moment, I realized I just defended the enemy's goal and scored on our own goal.
How did Chris feel about that?
So I was with Chris, but my teammates immediately tried to forfeit because I thought I was trolling, and I just was an idiot.
You're terrible.
Almost. But we won 4-2.
Good job.
Anyway.
Everyone on Big Lou.
Yep.
Yeah, Big Lou.
All right. I think that's it.
Yep.
And us off, man.
Well, thank you for joining us once again. Good luck, week 10.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for showing up, guys.
Thanks for showing up, especially Andrew. You, Andrew. Missed you.
I haven't talked to Andrew in a minute.
It has been. It has been a while. I'll get back on these things more often. I like
him. Good. You're always a good ad.
It's just been, a exhausting fall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's totally not going to get exhausting in a couple weeks when we have a holiday.
Yeah, this is true.
Andrew, are you coming for the Eagles game?
I think he's the one who's not.
I'm not going to make it out there this time. We've got so much stuff going on right now.
I understand. But, aww.
Yeah, I wanted to make it out there. It's the fact that it's in the middle of December.
Yeah, it's right near Christmas, yes.
Yeah, like if the game was in early November, October, I'd be out there.
But my wife was like, wait, when is the game?
Yeah, that's what Jen was like. She's like, yeah, you can go. And I'm like, it's rough.
Louie's like, Lizzie said it was fine. It's fine. I tested out the fire pit last Sunday. I tested out the fire pit. It's ready to go. It's ready to go for us all to hang around, be warm outside.
I do like fire pits.
I love fire pits.
Under the awning. It's going to be great.
Excellent.
My wife got me the fucking awesomest Eagles hoodie. I love it.
Hell yeah. Nice. You should wear it.
I'm going to bring it.
All right. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast having you guys over here. And then and it's going to be even more of a blast watching the Seahawks whoop you guys at home.
They're the one team we can't beat. Don't think I'd be nervous.
It was since what, like 2003? I think 2003 was the last time you guys beat us. Donovan McNabb was the last Eagles quarterback.
Yes, good old McNabb.
God.
Number
that game, when you came down here and we lost to you guys, it was so painful.
9-17, but I still, felt like we whipped the shit out of you the
whole game. I still have PTSD from that fucking game. Yeah.
And then you guys played us in the playoffs, and we beat 9-17 again. It was
oh my god!
That season was fun. That was a funny season.
Yep.
How late is that? How many more weeks until that game?
Not many.
We'll have clinched by then. It won't matter.
Right. You probably will have, but...
Oh no, we have a rough road ahead still.
We do, because we've got Kansas City and Dallas again next.
And the Niners, right?
And then the Niners. Yeah, the next three games, I mean, this week's a bye, so it's good, but...
Yeah, we needed it.
We did.
They looked hurt.
When Jalen Hurts went down right before the half...
Oh shit, that was so scary.
I was about ready to walk out. I'm just like, nope, I don't want to watch this.
Yep.
All we gotta do is beat Dallas. But you know what? The end of our season, though, is a cakewalk because we still have to play the Giants twice.
Yes, it's Giants. Someone else, bad Giants.
Yeah,
I forget who the middle team is.
We got to get through a rough stretch, and then it's a cakewalk.
Yeah, hopefully we can rest some of our starters at that point.
Yeah, I think we're gonna need to. It's a long season.
It is,
and it's hard to believe we're already halfway through it.
It's gone by quick.
Mm-hmm. That was too quick.
Oh, you guys get to play San Francisco the week after we play them on Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Fuck them up for us.
Yeah, we will. We usually every do. Time. I'm both looking forward to that game a ton and really not looking forward to it because it means I have to go to a game on Thanksgiving. But once I'm there, I'll be happy about it. But you know, having to postpone Thanksgiving is kind of a bummer because I freaking love Thanksgiving. Oh, well.
Yeah, plus it takes a lot of work for me to like... cook and have everything ready like the day before.
Yeah, we're so, doing Thanksgiving.
I gotta do that instead. Right after Seahawk game.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't cook, so it's no big skin off my back.
I I smoke a turkey every year, so it's a long process. Nice. But there's it's just fire and football.
There you go.
I use the Big Easy infrared cooker.
Oh,
is that like lasers and shit?
Microwave.
It's a fucking microwave.
So dry. <That's funny. laughs>
I started smoking a turkey about 3 years ago, and the family likes it.
I've never had that. It sounds good.
I've heard it's really good.
It's great. I haven't had turkey
though. Yeah, you brine it. You brine it the night before, and then you get up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and you just stick it on the smoker and let it go.
Yeah, we do the brine. We have a big Gatorade container.
Oh, nice.
Like you,
I
you
have a
soccer practice.
Do you I start have a drinking Home Depot out of
it afterwards? No, just like clean it and it sits in my basement all year.
Brine, great. Salmonella, it's delicious.
Replaces electrolytes, bro.
Yes. And then removes them while you throw up from the salmonella right afterwards. Ah, yeah, good stuff.
But yeah, how many hours does that take you, Forrester?
Usually 6 to 8 hours.
Oh shit. Okay. It's not like brisket long.
No. No.
Sweet. Yeah, that sounds great. What would you put on it, like apple wood? What's your
choice? It depends. Right now, apple wood's what I have, but I've changed it up from year to year. But you brine it and then you season it and then you throw it on the smoker.
Nice.
Thanks everyone for joining us for the turkey cast.
I'm hungry now.
Joe Six Turkey. Something better there. Anyway, let's sign off. I'm hungry. I'm really hungry now.
Next show, we talk Christmas hams.
Oh man!
Oh, I've got hams. I can smoke a ham too.
You can smoke.
Andrew just really smokes everything now.
I've gone big into the smoking.
Let's good. Settle now. Good job.
Guys, I want to hear that game.
I like to smoke, Andrew. You smoke me?
Sure. Come on down.
Pete's got some fresh herbs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby. And flowers.
So I'm going to bring weed to the Eagles, not the game, to my place, please. I want to smoke weed. It's been too long.
We have weed, pot please. Shops everywhere, Bob.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have time to go to them.
And no, yeah, that's fine. We'll just bring them on the flight, Bob.
Yeah, Rich is
much smarter than you just legally buying it.
When you get here, I'm pretty sure there's one in the airport. So I mean, like, it's not hard.
That's hilarious.
No, there's not. But right outside,
you see a bunch of and all the pilots hang outside of it.
Yeah, right.
I 100% guarantee you, there's a pot shot within a quarter mile of the airport. Like, with very, very close. You could walking distance from the airport. There's got to be a pot shop. It's friggin' SeaTac. There's definitely pot shops right nearby.
There's a metal bin where, like, if you have some illicit stuff on you and you're about to go through
amnesty
security,
box.
You can, yeah. So it's like, you know, the...
Wait, is there really?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I think that's standard in all airports.
Is it like, take a penny, leave a penny?
If you're on your way out, could you grab from the box?
Yeah, exactly.
You
take
turn
a joint, leave a joint.
Take an eighth, leave an eighth.
Yep.
Seattle's got it good. Yeah. I like this new thing at the airport.
It's like all the Americans leaving Amsterdam just like handing out all the extra shit that they purchased and can't bring back with them.
All right, let's sign off this goddamn podcast.
All right. Goodbye. Good luck.
But we need to talk about stuffing.
Stuff that motherfucker.
So good.
Go first.
And win some football games.
My wife makes a sausage and sourdough stuffing.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's good.
I love the sourdough in it.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, stop talking for a second. I'm put a marker there so I can stop having our food conversation.
Wait, you recorded all of that?
Yes!
Of course.
We never stop talking. I can't end the thing without a break in our conversation. I am legitimately very hungry now, though. I need to go have dinner.
Yep, go eat. Just make
Andrew,
sure it's not a...
Good, Matt.
What?
Like, didn't Tyson Chicken have some, like, recall for chicken wings or some shit? Or McNuggets?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, they did. Just
can't trust Don't eat some McNuggets or Tater Tots or whatever the
you
fuck
can't
it is.
You can't trust Tyson Chicken and the 33% of the chicken in the United States that they make.
I mean, their quality got so much better when they hired all those 8-year-olds. Right.
It's Things their tiny hands.
Very nimble.
Yeah, yeah, and the quality got a lot better too when they mass genocided all those chickens by suffocating them. God, there's so much that's depressing about that industry when you start reading about it.
Dude, all of the food meat industries
it is
are
true. It's true.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
If there is a hell, that's why we're all going. Only the vegans are getting out of hell. Because we all participated in the meat industry.
The cows and their piston through the skull is the best of all of them, though.
Oh my god, I just saw a horrible thing on Reddit where they're like CO2 murdering like pigs. It's terrifying. And sometimes for some reason I still watched it.
Was it Alabama? Matt was just saying me a thing. Alabama is now allowing people to be executed that way.
CO2?
Nitrogen.
Oh, is it nitrogen? Damn it.
And wait a minute. Whatever they were doing, I think they were just flooding whatever the area was with CO2 or nitrogen, so there's no oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Suffocating. Yeah, that's when they suffocate everyone and everything in that.
Nitrogen, you just fall asleep peacefully. CO2 is when you kind of suffer.
Oh, yeah, it was not peaceful.
CO2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I have no pigs.
Have you watched the John Oliver special on like prison executions?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my god! I couldn't, as a nurse, I couldn't believe what they're saying. I was shocked.
Yeah, the fact that like no one in the medical profession has anything to do with it, which good, but also what the fuck? No one knows what they're doing. That's the whole thing. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. Laws are getting written by people that don't know anything about medical things. No, I've heard about this before.
Yeah, I'll just push some medication. It'll be fine.
We do that a lot. Yeah.
People who don't know what they're doing make laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like being a politician doesn't make you good at governing. It just makes you be a good politician.
Oh, I should be a great politician. I don't know anything.
I'd be a horrible politician. You'd
be a great politician. Yeah. All you got to do is
act. Not because I know things. It'd just be hard.
I can't throw it myself. Easy if you can, it'd be bad.
It's really easy if you can raise a lot of money. That's about it.
That's the big thing you need. Money.
Fuck our system. I'm out. I'm going to eat dinner.
All right. Bye.
Bob, we haven't signed off yet.
Yeah, we did.
We haven't signed off yet.
It's signed.
It wasn't a long enough break.
We got it. Doing it. Goodbye, guys.